News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gardaí have dismantled a major drug trafficking route and seized over 16 million euro worth of drugs amid a major international operation. They've also revealed, though, that the family have now taken the title of Ireland's biggest mob from the Kinahans. Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, joins us now. Conor, tell us about the family.
Yeah, so as you say, Shane, one of the things that's come out about this particular operation over the last few days is that this group, they are originally from Ballyfermot, and they have become the biggest crime, the biggest drugs trafficking gang in Ireland. And that means they're larger than the Kinahan cartel in Ireland. Now, I suppose on one level that may be surprising for people, but we have to keep in mind that if you think about the Byrne organised crime group, which was headed by Liam Byrne, that was the group that essentially ran the Kinahan cartel's Irish operation. That was really wiped out by the Garda response to the Kinahan-Hutch feud between 2016 and 2018. So that Irish group, as I said, which worked on behalf of the Kinahan cartel, that's more or less gone. And without that group here to take in its drugs and to, you know, spread the drugs throughout the country to other crime gangs, the Irish drug market is a lot less important to the cartel. They're still very active, obviously, across Europe. So in the absence of the Kinahan cartel, this particular Ballyfermot-based group has taken over. Now, look, we know that they've been growing in the last 4 or 5 years. Some of the biggest drug and cash seizures during the pandemic years that were found by the guards were owned by that particular group. So we have had plenty of warning that they've been getting, you know, that they've been expanding and getting stronger, and they're now the biggest importers of heroin and cocaine into Ireland. So a change has been confirmed at the top of the Irish drugs trade.
How big a blow are the events of recent days to their operation, do you think?
Well, I think they are a big blow. I mean, obviously this happened because an encrypted app was taken down, and this app was being run from Australia, and it was being sold to organised crime as being, you know, confidential, that the police weren't able to hack it and so on. And it proved very popular with Irish organised crime. And this particular family gang were using the app to basically speak to each other and to speak to their contacts abroad and in Ireland. And they're the biggest targets now of the Irish operation, arising from that app being hacked by the police in Australia. So that's probably the biggest problem that they have now. The police were able to access, you know, text messages, videos, photos that were really sent over a 6 month period. So the guards are going back through all of that to see what evidence they have on this particular family gang, and also three other main drugs trafficking gangs that were also on that app. And then the gang has also lost a very large consignment of cocaine. And it seems that one of the ways they were bringing drugs into the country by using couriers has also been closed down. So look, it is a blow for them. But we do know from organised crime, these groups generally tend to absorb these kind of actions and they get going again very quickly. But I think on this occasion, it's the treasure trove of data that's probably on the app over the last 6 months. That's the big problem for them.
Just finally, I'm reminded of the quote from, was it Larry Dunn, the drug dealer, many, many years ago, when he said, if you think I'm bad, wait till you see what's coming after us. Is there an element of, there's always someone to fill the gap, there's always someone to fill the vacuum, and they tend to be more ruthless than the crowd that have just gone?
Well, there's certainly always somebody there to fill the vacuum. And as we can see, even as the Byrne organised crime group was being put under pressure in 2016, 2018, this family-based group was already taking advantage of that. The minute one big group comes under pressure, others profit from that. And that's a constant picture, really, in organised crime all over the world. The one thing I will say about this idea that the next wave of people is always worse than the, you know, than the past one, gangland shootings are at an all-time low now, and it does seem to me that a lot of organised crime gangs, they saw what happened to the Byrne organised crime group when they became involved in the Kinahan-Hutch feud. They were the largest gang in Ireland and they were wiped out completely by the guards, really within the space of about 2 years. And I think a lot of Irish organised crime saw that. They have decided to keep away from getting involved in gangland feud because they believe that will bring, you know, Garda heat on them effectively. Okay. And really, in the last few years, you've only had one or two fatal shootings a year. And if we go back, say, 15 years, 20 years, we had up to 20 gangland hits per year. So it's changed a lot. Far fewer gangland shootings now.
All right. Conor Lally, really interesting. Irish Times crime and security editor. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.